Chapter 5, How to Make Dragons Come to Life. About 1500 years ago, there was an artist in China famous for making animals look alive on paintings. The emperor hired him to paint 4 dragons on a wall at a temple. He finished the job very quickly. When a crowd gathered to admire the wall, everyone said the dragons looked so lifelike that they could practically fly off the wall. But when the emperor took a close-up look, he noticed that the dragons had no eyes. The artist explained that if he put on the eyes, the dragons would really come to life and fly away. The emperor didn't believe him and insisted that he add the eyes. As the artist picked up his brush and started adding eyes on the dragons, dark clouds loomed overhead, followed by gusts of wind, then a flash of lightning and a clap of thunder. Then the 2 dragons that had been given eyes started wiggling on the wall, then soared up into the stormy sky. The emperor was amazed. "Stop, stop," he shouted. "Don't put eyes on the other 2 dragons." Soon the storm blew over, and the clouds cleared up. When the crowd looked at the wall again, sure enough, only the 2 dragons without eyes remained. Can this story be true? Well, it is true that there was such a wonderful artist who painted all kinds of creatures, including dragons. The part about the dragons flying off the wall can't be true, but we call it a metaphor rather than a lie. A metaphor is a colorful way to say something. So putting eyes on a dragon actually means putting the final touches on a piece of art to make it come to life. In writing a story, you can use this metaphor to mean ending the story with a perfect finale. In describing a great teacher, we might use the metaphor, she can light a fire under her students. When a student answers a question perfectly, this teacher might say, "You hit the bullseye." Now, can you make up a metaphor of your own?